In 1513, Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon landed on Florida's shore, beginning a cultural relationship between Spain and Florida that will be commemorated throughout the state on its 500th anniversary in 2013. This moment in Florida history features Florida's Commissioner of Agriculture, Adam Putnam.
Wild hogs can be found in every county in Florida. However, while there are 500,000 or more across the state, these piney wood rooters aren't native to Florida. They're actually European imports, courtesy of Hernando de Soto, who in 1539 brought them along to feed himself and his army as they searched the southeast for gold. Spanish settlers raised hogs and traded them with the Native Americans, usually keeping them in a semi-wild state and left to survive on their own until butchering. Hogs are hardy, self-sufficient animals and reproduce at rapid rates. Escaped hogs fared well in Florida's mild climate, and over the years, large feral populations developed. Today, Florida's wild hogs are considered a nuisance. As their numbers increase and wild areas continue to shrink, there are simply too many of them. Hogs feed on tree seeds and seedlings, causing damage to forests and tree farms. They compete with native wildlife for food and impact ground nesting animals. They uproot farmers' fields, damage fences, and carry disease. Wild hogs are one of the most popular large animals hunted in Florida, second only to the white-tailed deer. But even though hogs are heavily hunted, their population is difficult to control, let alone eliminate. Wild hogs have been in Florida for 500 years, and it looks like they're here to stay.